is for you. Listen to it. Take heed, brethren. That's us. Lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. But exhort one another daily while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. Now the next book in the Bible is the book of James, chapter 1. James chapter 1 and verse 15. When lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin, and sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. There has always been a tendency on the part of Christians to depart from their walk with God and go into a life of sin. The Bible is full of examples of that happening. Saul and David and Judah and Samson and Demas and Jehoshaphat. If walking with Christ is the only place of peace and contentment, and it is, how do we get off track? Perhaps the major reason is the character of sin itself. Sin is progressive. No one suddenly becomes base. It occurs in a series of compromises so small there seems to be little difference in our lives. It's easier for a Christian to drift into sin than to fall into sin. In Psalm 1, there is a progression. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. Don't walk, don't stand, don't sit. There's a progression there. One of the saddest accounts in your Bible of a child of God drifting into sin is of Lot. Lot was the nephew of Abraham, one of the greatest men in the Bible. 83 times Abraham is called the father of faith. He was living with his uncle, and then there was strife between the two families, and a choice has to be made. And Lot chooses the well-watered plains of Jordan. It was a great place to raise cattle. It was a great place to get rich. But he had to pitch his tent towards Sodom. He dwelt in Sodom, and then he became mayor of Sodom. Lot was saved. The Bible is very, very plain about that. It says in the New Testament that Sodom vexed his righteous soul from day to day. So as we consider the character of sin, you'll see the progression. This progression is why some Christians go into sin and remain in sin and die with broken hearts and wasted lives. You know someone like that. So first of all, sin deceives. Hebrews 3:13 talks about the deceitfulness of sin. That's why people become involved in sin in the first place. They are deceived. You understand from 2 Corinthians that Satan can appear to you as an angel of light and get you off track. Satan always wraps sin in a pretty package. Sin always promises one thing. and delivers another. Sin promised Eve wisdom and enlightenment, but it delivered sorrow and death. Sin promised Lot riches and prosperity, but it delivered poverty and immorality. Sin promised Achan wealth and prestige. It delivered a stony grave for him and his family. Sin promised Samson sexual thrills, but it delivered blindness and slavery. Sin promised David the body of the lovely Bathsheba, but it delivered a life filled with tragedy and heartache. Sin promised Ahab a garden of herbs, but it delivered his blood being licked by the dogs. Sin promised Judas 30 pieces of silver, but it delivered a hangman's noose. Sin promised Pilate position and power before Caesar, but it delivered compulsion and insanity. Sin promised Rock Hudson twisted thrills through homosexuality, but it delivered death by AIDS. Sin promised Jimi Hendrix fame and stupor, but it delivered death in a pool of his own vomit. Sin promised John Belushi confidence through cocaine, but it delivered death by an overdose. Sin promised Kurt Cobain the adoration of fans, but it delivered depression and suicide. The Marlboro man was promised rugged individualism, but it delivered lung cancer and heart disease. Don't believe the package. Believe the contents. Second of all, sin hardens. Initially, sin deceives, and then Hebrews 3:13 says that it hardens you. There are no more illusions. You know the lies. Yet people refuse to get right with God even when they know the truth. Why? Because they've become hard. They no longer weep. Their sweetness is gone. You understand, ladies and gentlemen, Satan has no happy old people. Sadness replaces it. Last of all, sin kills. Sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. It doesn't say sin in the beginning bringeth forth death. Sin in the beginning is pleasurable, but only for a short time. It's only for a season. You'll never hear from this pulpit that sin isn't pleasurable, but you better take the long look. It doesn't say sin when it develops bringeth forth death, but it does say sin when it is finished bringeth forth death. God help us. Let's pray. Father, thank you for your wonderful word. Thank you for the truth of your word. Holy Spirit, thank you for taking the word of God and speaking to our hearts. Thank you for leading us in the right direction. Holy Spirit, thank you for the great comfort that you give to our hearts. Thank you for this time together this evening. Thank you for the wonderful time of prayer in Jesus' name.